Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, hi again, everyone. I'm 1010 Wins Sports Director Mark Renee, and this is On the Mark, where we take a look at the stories behind the stories in the world of sports. And a great story brewing at the U.S. Open up at Wingfoot in Mamaroneck. A young man from central New Jersey, native of Scotch Plains, who plays college golf at Florida State, and he, at the moment at least, is tied for the low amateur. John Pach is joining us. John, I can't thank you enough for doing this right after your round.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I love doing this stuff. I love talking to the news reporter. They've always said, you know, I enjoy this kind of stuff.
Well, I'm glad, and I promise I won't keep you very long because I know you've had a very long day already. Now, you told my friend Ann Liguori, who works across the hall at WFAN, that you had three goals for this week. You wanted to make the cut, you wanted to be the low amateur, and you wanted to beat Tiger Woods. Well, he was three over today. And at the time we're recording this at 6:30 on Thursday night, you're tied with Davis Thompson for low amateur at one under par. So I want to know, how do you rate your chances of going 3-for-3 on that list after today?
You know, I can't honestly say, because Davis Thompson's a great player and Tiger's the greatest golfer of all time. So you never know what he can do tomorrow. But I like my chances right now. I feel really good about my game, and I'm happy about the way I played today.
And you have to go to sleep with a smile on your face, right? Because you had a pretty lousy hole on number three as you were playing the back nine first. And you had a double bogey, but then you rallied back nicely. So what happened to get you back on track?
You know, I honestly hit a bad shot on three, and it happens out here. And when you make a double, it's not the end of the world. You know, I'm just trying to enjoy myself out here, and I think I did that really well. And I just played my game and made a nice birdie on five, and then, you know, made another nice birdie on nine, and it just, you know, I just stayed very calm out there.
Okay, so all in all, tell us what went well for you the first 18 of this tournament.
I think mentally I feel really good. I'm not very nervous. It's, you know, a lot of expectations for the U.S. Open, but I'm just trying to have fun and enjoy myself. So I think mentally I feel really good, and I'm hitting the ball well and putting well. So, you know, I just got to keep playing my game to be successful tomorrow.
I know you've played there before, but how were the conditions for a U.S. Open as opposed to when you've played Wingfoot previously?
Oh, it's definitely a lot harder. I was probably about 13, 14 years old when I played, and probably played it from about 6,400 yards. So almost 1,000 yards longer, maybe a little more than that. And that probably wasn't much rough, so it's a lot different from what I remember, and it's a beast out there.
How tough is this course set up for a U.S. Open compared to what you've played on growing up, as we mentioned, in Central Jersey in Union County in Scotch Plains and down at Florida State?
You know, it's a lot tougher, but I think I mentally prepare myself to, you know, understand that par is a good score, but I didn't think it was that much tougher than, you know, the U.S. amateur at Pinehurst last year. That was one of the toughest golf courses I've ever played. But, you know, your average college tournament, the setup is definitely 100% tougher.
All right. I know he played a little bit earlier than you today. Did you have a chance to talk to Tiger at all? Have you met him before?
No. So the reason I told, I think her name was Anne, that I wanted to beat Tiger, I actually spoke to him about 2 minutes before that interview. And, I went up to him, introduced myself, told him that this was my first Open, first PGA Tour event, and what was the best advice he could give me. And he told me to stay patient, and I think I did a pretty good job of that today.
Well, I have to ask you, because here you are, you're playing basically in your backyard, right? If you grew up in Central Jersey, you're up at Wingfoot in Westchester County. It's not terribly far. What's it, about an hour drive in good conditions?
Right about an hour.
Okay, so
New York traffic.
It might be 3 hours, right? Probably bike there faster. The fact that there is nobody on the course, I'm wondering, for a local guy, because I know I grew up in Central Jersey too. If I'm playing at a quote unquote home major, I'm psyched, and I've got people in the gallery who are rooting me on, and I've got the fans who will find out who I am. And again, I'm sort of referring to you now, who are going to be rooting for me from tee off on whatever hole I start, 1 or 10, until the last putt falls in. So you don't have anybody out there to root you on, but you have to be excited nonetheless, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, there's actually, just over 3 green, there's a couple of fans out there, people building little, just little stands on their own. And, one guy was like, "Great shot, John." So, I've never heard, some random person, know my name out there. So that was a little different. That was pretty cool. But yeah, I'm super excited to be, I guess playing a home event for me. Cause I got people just that I haven't heard, ever met DMing me on Instagram and Twitter and saying, representing New Jersey, representing the hometown. And, I don't think many people would realize that if it's, the event wasn't here an hour away from my house.
Yeah, then you get guys like me who come out of the deep rough to say, "Hey, let's chat." And I really do appreciate. On the flip side of all this, though, how disappointing is it not to have all of that support out there rooting you on?
Yeah, one of my biggest supporters, my dad, and he actually couldn't make it out here either because of COVID. And, I'm really bummed about that because I would love for him to see my first PGA Tour event, my first major. It's very I have a lot of family here. So it would have been nice to have that support. But, it is what it is with COVID. And I'm trying to make the best out of the situation.
Okay, so you had an early afternoon tee time for round 1. I assume you go out sort of early tomorrow morning?
Oh, I'm going very early at 7:01 in the morning.
All right. Well, I'm not going to keep you because that's about 12 and a half hours away.
Yeah.
Talk to me about your expectations now for tomorrow. How do you repeat the success of today?
I don't really have high expectations because, I talked to my coach and my caddy about this. I've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So, I want to play well, but I'm not expecting to shoot the best round of my life. I'm just trying to have some fun out there. And I personally think that when I'm having fun, I play my best.
On behalf of New Jersey, on behalf of the entire New York metropolitan area, I wish you the best of luck the rest of the way and whatever happens for the rest of your golf career.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And I'll be following you hole by hole tomorrow morning, starting at 7:01. And hopefully we'll get to chat around noon.
All right. Sounds great.
I'm Mark Arnay. That's John Pach. He's playing the U.S. Open, and you're On the Mark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.